Hey, maybe I should have been a radio personality. Anyways, welcome back. Hey guys, and welcome back to Discussions. I just want to first and foremost say happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers, all the single people, all the situationships, I'm just kidding. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. I've always loved Valentine's Day. Like, it was always a time of getting together, of loving each other, of eating candy, of dressing all. Like, I really always did love Valentine's Day. Like, at school, I used to go to Parker Elementary. Valentine's Day was VIP day, which means you went off at McDonald's, you ate candy all day, your parents picked you up, took you home early. Valentine's Day was always lit, even in high school. All the good movies came out around Valentine's Day. I go to the matinee show. I get to eat my mom and dad's leftovers. I typically enjoy Valentine's Day. Dad used to always buy me baskets. Like, I don't have any complaints, even though I am single. I don't have any complaints about Valentine's Day. Even though I just got a relationship, you would think I would have complaints about it. But no, because I enjoy relationships before him. And trust me, I'm going to enjoy Valentine's Day after him. So we're just going to get into the next segment. I don't know. Because Valentine's Day is tomorrow, I decided to just talk about relationships in this. And I just wanted to give a little background on my relationship and my take on relationships and how I feel about relationships. So I just got out of a relationship. We was in a relationship for about 4-5 months, I believe. And y'all, I know it's not that long. And I guess because I'm a sensitive person, breaking up took more of a toll on me than it would normal people. But that's just because that was my first relationship. And that was the first time I came out of my comfort zone and allowed somebody to kind of see the real me on that type of level. So that's why I kind of took, that's why I took the relationship seriously. And that's why I took the breakup so hard, because I wasn't used to that. And so just a disclaimer, it's really not me being dramatic. It's just really how I felt at the time. And looking back, I'm entitled to feel that way just for the simple fact that I never had it. I never experienced it before. So we met my junior year of college, I believe second semester. He was friends with one of my roommates. He was cool as fuck. Like, he was so laid back and chill. We used to kick it. Like, we used to legit just sit in my car all day, just talking, all night, just talking. It was a good time. We finally got into a relationship, made it official. And then we went into the summertime. And the summertime, I'm not gonna lie, it was rough. That's where our relationship really started to strain. Because it just was a lack of trust on his part, even though it was lack of trust. And we eventually ended up breaking up that August or September, going into the new school year. Y'all, I was devastated. Like, everybody who knows me know that a bitch was going through it. My playlist was beautiful. And you know what's crazy about the playlist? Just a little side note. I had been creating that playlist since, I think, right before we got together. Like, I was getting that playlist ready. I don't know why. That playlist was ready, okay? It was ready for the breakup. That was one thing that was absolutely ready for the breakup. And it did well. It served its purpose. Anyways, I was crying almost every day. I was calling my mama in my bag. My Auntie Maureen had to deal with me in my bag. Everybody had to deal with me in my back. I really went through those stages. Like, I was sad. I was insecure at first. Then I was pissed. I wanted to key his shit. I wanted to burn his shit. Lord Jesus, I wanted to do so much, but I didn't. I went through the missing him stage. Oh my God. That was the most embarrassing stage of it all. I went through the regret stage. Oh my girl, when I tell you I was regretting everything about the relationship, I was regretting everything. I was regretting every single piece of the relationship. But then I finally got to a place of peace. And getting there, even though it was a journey, I was so grateful for it. Because once I finally got there, let me backtrack a little bit. We had a closure conversation, guys, and it didn't give me it gave me closure in a sense because it made me realize, like, I don't want him back. I'm okay. And then I also have found out some stuff, but that's neither here nor there. That's the past. With this being my first relationship, I thought that life was supposed to be like a movie. I thought that even though we had broke up, we were going to get back together and everything was going to be lovey-dovey and there's going to be songs playing in the background and we're going to have a long, beautiful life in college together. And that was hopeful. That was naive. Honestly, you can't blame me. I lived in a fairy tale for a couple months and thought that that was the reality. Everybody went through it. Whatever. But once I finally got to that place of peace, it was beautiful. I got to the place where I didn't feel the need to reply anymore. I didn't feel the need to cry anymore, which thank you, Jesus, because they were tired. Like, my Zay, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Because I cried your ears off every time you came home from work. But I say all this to say that once I got to a place of just not regretting and not hating him and being okay, it felt really good. And as much as there's times where I felt like I wanted to bad talk him, I just had to keep telling myself that he really was a lesson. Like, I'm good now. I can honestly say that I am good now. If I do decide to get back in a relationship within the next couple of years, I know what I want from him. And I know what I don't want from him. And I know to always trust my gut and to always communicate with this person and to always let him know how I'm feeling and to always call him out when he was wrong. Because that's something I didn't do. I let him do a lot of things and say a lot of things. And he got comfortable because he knew that at the end of the day, I was going to be the one apologizing. And I'm not about to sit up here and I was getting ready to apologize for something that I'm not even at fault for. But yeah, I'm not trying to slander him. This is not what this is. He wasn't abusive. He never called me a bitch, but the relationship just wasn't healthy. It just wasn't healthy. And he can tell his story, but this really is my story. Like, relationship wasn't healthy. I'm not saying I was perfect. Of course I wasn't perfect, but I just don't think that in the beginning I was as bad as maybe he would make it out to seem. I don't know. I don't really know his side, but I just know my side of the story. I wasn't perfect, but I tried to make it work the best of my abilities. Even towards the end, I wanted it to work so bad. I wanted to work so bad, y'all. But after a while, I had to look in the mirror and be like, Des, you're good. You're good. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve for your hair to be falling out and your face to be breaking out and for you to be crying every day. You don't know. And once I got to that point, I was great. I'm great now. When I was in middle school, I used to always just like, oh my God, I want to be in a relationship so freaking bad. Then when I finally got in one, I was just like, I'm cool. Like, I like being by myself. I like taking myself out on dates. I like caring for myself. I like uplifting myself. I like empowering myself. I like working through my insecurities by myself. Because how do I expect a man to fix my insecurities if I'm not willing to fix them? If I'm not willing to be okay with them? I'm a bigger girl. And it took me a while to become okay with that. I'm okay with that. And I deserve somebody that's going to love me for that. If I'm still in this shape when I do get another relationship. Like, I want somebody who's going to love me during my bad days. And I'm not saying that he didn't. Honestly, this is no longer about him. This is just, I guess, advice going forward or my journey going forward. I want to be with somebody that loves me unconditionally. And knows the type of person that I am and accepts me for it. I want us to work through our problems together. I want us to communicate. I want us to rely on each other, to depend on each other, to be able to talk to each other, to be able to trust each other. And I deserve it. I'm going to get it one day. I'm not pressed about it. I'm not in a rush to do it. I'm not centering my whole life around it. I'm at the point where if it happens, it happens. I even told my friend, I don't plan on being with nobody until 2022. Because after such a long time of being in a relationship, well, not a long time, but after such a stressful period of pre-relationship, relationship, post-relationship, I'm a little bit drained from just other being with another person. So I'm okay with being by myself. I always have been. I know at the end of the day, I have my family, I have my friends, and I have my damn dog to get me through it. And I'm okay with that, 100%. And with Valentine's Day coming up, I'm still okay. I've never been envious of anybody on Valentine's Day. I love it. I hope my parents go out. I hope my friends go out. Shit, I damn near want to go out. Actually, I just might go see the photograph. I don't know. I digress. I say this all to say, y'all, relationships are really difficult. And they're really complex. And some relationships are a lot more serious than others. And some relationships have a different angle. And everyone's different. But in my case, I just wanted to make this for the people that are in the same situation as mine. I know my relationship wasn't for years. I know that maybe we didn't get to know each other as much as most people do. I know that maybe we didn't have the background that everybody did. But for people who have a situation like mine, I just want y'all to know that it will get better. It did get better. And I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not going to lie, there is times where I get nostalgic. But like I said, that's just the affection, having the affection and the gifts and all that. But I've become okay. I really have. I am. I think that once I become more in tune with who I am and start treating me a little better and start loving myself a little bit more, I'm going to be unstoppable. Once I start practicing self-care and kind of putting myself first, I am going to be unstoppable. I really am. I really have faith in myself. And I can't wait to get to that point because I spend so much time just thinking of future me and who I want to be and how happy I want to be. I'm not saying I'm not happy now, but it doesn't hurt to be happier. I want to build my relationship with God. I want to build my relationship with my friends and my family. I want to take it to the next step. I want people to know the adult destiny. I really do. So that's why I just wanted to take a moment just to talk to y'all about the relationship status, because I feel like once I finally get it out and talk about him and our relationship, I'll be okay. Like, and I have been okay. I'm not saying this to put my business out there. I don't want nobody to feel bad for me. Please don't ever sympathize for me, because I'm okay. Like, I wouldn't be putting it in the podcast if I just didn't want people to know, just to know. And I'm not bashing him. Even if he's listening now, I'm not bashing you. But that's just my experience with the relationship. I hope everybody have a really good Valentine's Day. And I hope this second episode went well. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are willing to actually tune back into episode 3. Because I'm still figuring this podcast stuff out. I really am. This shit is hard. Like, I had so many ideas leading up to recording this. I actually recorded this video like 45 times before actually doing it. So this is different for me because I have so much to say. But then once I get in front of the camera, once I start recording, I don't know what to say anymore. My mind drew a complete blank. So I hope this is good enough. I hope you guys like it. And I hope you tune back in to the next episode of Discussions. As time goes on, I probably will get a little bit more organized, but I'm just enjoying just being able to do it. So thank you guys for tuning in to Discussions. We're probably going to do this again next Friday. I don't know. I don't have a schedule. I'm actually very inconsistent with that, so I need to get a little bit more consistent with that. But thank you guys for tuning in to Discussions, and I will see you when I see you. I just wanted to be clear that we are in our 20s. This is the time for us to date around and figure out who we like, why we like them, what characteristics we like in a person, what characteristics we don't like in a person. I'm not saying that you have to give yourself to everybody, but if you choose to, I respect it. But I'm just saying this is the time for us to date around and find out what we want in our significant other. Be safe, be careful, and have a good Valentine's Day.